Okay, today's shiur is Brachas Daf Mem Zayin. Brachas Mem Zayin, as we continue with Shlosha, Perek Shlosha Sha'achlu. And we go with the bottom of Mem Vavma base. Rav v'Rebbi Chia, Havayasi B'sudas Akami D'Rebbi. Rav and Rebbi Chia were sitting and having a suit in front of Rebbi. Amalei Rebbi L'Rav. Rebbi said to Rav, we had this story already earlier. Kum Mashi Yadech. Go wash your hands. He told him to do Mayim Achronim. Chazi to come Mirsas. He saw that he was scared. What was he scared for? He thought that Rebbe thought that he ate too much, or that he had dirty hands. He didn't have derech eretz. Amar Leis, his friend says to Bar Pachsi, Ayin Beberchas Mazonok Amar Lecha. No, he's just telling you to go bench, as the Gemara just said, that the one who is notel yadav b'achron, or the one who doesn't tila shidayim first, is the one that is mezumah lebracha, and that's all that he was saying. Good. We continue with other halachas of Berchas Amazon. Tana Rabbana, last line. A mechabdin lo bidrachim v'lo bigsharim. We were just speaking about, is there kavod, or what is the best kavod? How the order of the tilas yadayim goes? Should the gadol go first? Should the gadol go last? We spoke about the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Did anything change from bismana gemara to bismana zeh? So what about other areas? So the gemara says there's no kibud bidrachim on the road. Two people walking on the road, and I want to give kavod to somebody, they could go first. So, ein mechadim b'drachim. There's no need to have kavod b'drachim. Why? Rabbeinu Yehuda writes, because it's a tircha for the people behind us. Let's say if I'm going to let somebody get out of a spot. But it, because it's kavod. If it's regular, traffic, derech eretz, okay. But if they're not in the car yet, but I see it's my Rebbe, he's almost at his car, and I want to wait for him. No! It's a tircha. V'lo b'ksharim, or on a gesher, or on a bridge. Rabbi Yonah says, a type of bridge that if you would wait and you would stall traffic, that it could be dangerous. So therefore, one, there's no covet there. V'lo b'yadayim mezuamos, and there's no covet for yadayim mezuamos. B'kshayla, is this, Zamedumos Rashi here says, b'detilos mayim achronim. Regarding mayim achronim, does this b'raisa argue on the previous opinions that say that there is an idea of covet and the order of mayim achronim, you should be the fifth to last one? So the Rishonim discuss whether you have to say it's arguing or not. Some say, how would you say it's not arguing? You might suggest that earlier it wasn't out of kavod, but it was out of giving him time to focus on the bracha before it's time for him to bench, but not specifically because of kavod. Okay. Ravin v'Abaya havika azli b'urcha. Ravin and Abaya were going on the way. Kadme chamrei deravin lida Abaya. The donkey of Ravin went in front of Abaya's donkey. V'lo amar le'nezel mar. He didn't ask permission. He just went. Amar midasalik haime rabbana mimarava gas le'dayte. Oh, because this rabbi came from Eretz Yisrael, he thinks of himself as haughty. Right? If somebody's Baruch Hashem zoche to do a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, right? Can't think of themselves inherently as wonderful. They're being zoche to do the mitzvah, and they have to, and they're tremendous living in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they're still a Jew like every other Jew in the world. Wherever a Jew is in the world, they're all Jews and children of Hashem. So because this Rav came from our Rav, Gosle Daite, so Kimati Lepischa. But when they came to a doorway to Beit Kenishta of the shul, Amarle Neomar. All of a sudden, Ravin turned around and said, "Hey, please go first." Amarle V'ad Hashal Amar. No, up till now I wasn't Amar. Meaning you didn't give me cover till now. What changed? Amarle Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ein Machar Rabbi Yochanan says there's no keeper b'drachim. Rabbi Yochanan says Ein Machadin El B'Pesach Sheyesh Ba Mezuzah. There's only kibud of a Pesach that has a mezuzah. Right, only meaning once you come into the house. The Gemara says, one second, the isbal mezuzah in, the lesbal mezuzah lo. What is dafka? If it has a mezuzah, not if it doesn't have a mezuzah, it's a dinner about a mezuzah. Ela me'ata beis haknesses beis medrash, the lesbal mezuzah, chanami de mechadin. What, a shul and a beis medrash don't have mezuzahs? You don't need kibud there? El ema bevetzach haroy lemezuzah. You're right, no, it doesn't mean that. It means a pesach that's roy to get a mezuzah, but not dafka that has a mezuzah. It means a doorway. Lafuke on the drachim. The Ritva here says lafuke beis hakisei. When it's going to the bathroom, going to the shower, there's also not kavod there. It's not a makum shel kibud, so therefore one wouldn't have to show kavod there. Okay, two other opinions. First of all, does a beis haknesses and beis hamedrash, do they get mezuzahs? So the Gemara talks about beis haknesses, and the Rambam quotes, beis haknesses does not get a mezuzah. Why? The Rambam, based on the Gemara used the Lashon, we're describing the Azara, but the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Vav, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that a beis haknesses, if it doesn't have a beis dira in it, and it's only used for davening, that's all it's used for, so that maker does not require mezuzah, mipnei shehu kadosh. Because it's already kadosh. It's similar to like the Korach type of Svara. But that's what the Rambam says. But Beis HaMedrash, that is a Machlokes in the Rishonim, and it's 2 days quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 days in Reish Pei Vav, Beis HaKnesses, in Yoshbo, Dir L'Shem Adam, if a Beis HaKnesses is that people live there, it's Chayiv in Mezuzah. But otherwise not. So most of our shuls, we eat in, we sleep in, we drink in. So that's why most of our shuls require mezuzah, because of everything else done in the shul. But if it was purely for davening, really, it wouldn't require mezuzah. Beis HaMedrash, there are 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Beis HaMedrash, pater mi mezuzah, v'yesh omrish, v'yesh chayiv mezuzah, v'nachal nechush l'devarim, v'lo yivarech aleha. So you put a mezuzah up, but one does not require a bracha to be set on it. But that is halachas of mezuzah. But the Gemara here just uses that, at least conceptually, to give an example of a doorway that does not require a mezuzah. But again, lamaisa, if one eats there and drinks there, one would require a mezuzah. Here in the Chashukei Chemed, he discusses, right, the discussion of mechabdim bedrachim, are you allowed to cut off your Rebbe if you're driving? Let's say there is, his case is, not just on the road and in terms of safe driving, but let's say there is a shayara shemachoniyot. There's a whole caravan of cars going to a wedding. Uberosham nasa rabam, and at the front car has the rabbi, and it has the Rosh Hashiva in it. And then there's a pekak, there's some type of a traffic issue, and one of the talmidim, right, went around, and he was going to be mocked in the Rebbe. So can he do that? So he doesn't talk about the details about whether it was regular traffic patterns. He says at the end, if it's really something that it's a choice, it's not a traffic pattern where you have to go and you're holding on traffic otherwise, but it is something that you have a choice of whether you or your Rebbe goes first. Says the Chashukei Chemed, "Be'inyanenu aser lahaktim lakam as a mechonis asher bonosi arav." You can't go in front of him. Why no mashkol mechonidi rishus hayachid? You're not being mocked. You're not going before him. Every car is his own rishus. Vein kanak dama rakish ahochim rishus aravim atzma baragle. Only if you go on foot, or you go on a donkey, you're in the same rishus. But the cars are a separate rishus. He's in the staver. He thinks it's still a pagia in kavod arav. So I think that's the basic root issue. Is this going to be a pagia in the kavod? I think many times it would not be a pagia in the kavod because you don't even know where your Rebbe is, and sometimes you're in a line and then it ends up in a totally different line. You end up getting to the same place. So it all depends on context, l'chora, that if it's going to be a pagia, so then it would be a problem, but if not, it wouldn't be an issue. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Yehuda, Bereid Rav Shmuel, Bashelas Mishbeid Rav, Eina Mesubin Rashon Lechol Klum, Achiyitam Habotzeya, more halachis of mealtime. The Mesubin, people sitting at the meal, aren't allowed to eat until the Botzeya, until the one who made a motzi. He has to take a bite first. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and that's why, let's say, somebody cuts up the pieces, they're just trying to make sure to eat a piece first, a bite first, before they pass. Yosef Rav Safra Vekamar Lito Mitmar. Rav Safra said the same thing, but he didn't say you can't eat before the Botzeya taste. You can't taste before the Botzeya taste. What's the difference? The same halacha. Lamai Nafkamina Shechayev Adam Lomar Blashon Rabo. The Mishnah says in Masechet Idios, even if I'm repeating what my Rebbe said, there's a special kiyum to repeat verbatim using the language of my Rebbe. If my Rebbe used a specific language, that's also a kiyum of Mevi Geula La'olam to say Blashon Rabo. Tosfos here is an important ha'ara. Tosfos says, there's a Gemara that's somewhat known in Psachim, and Arvi Psachim at the end. The Gemara there on Daf Kufav is discussing what is the Kiddush on Shabbos or Yontif morning. What's the Kiddush? What is Kiddush Rabba? So we know, Me'ikar Adin Kiddush Rabba is just the Bari Pura Gafen. But in the Gemara, there was one of the Amoraim that wasn't sure. He wasn't sure whether the Bracha was Bari Pura Gafen or not. So, just to test out what the Bracha was, he goes in the morning and he says, Bari Pura Gafen, and then he looks around. And then he sees an elderly person drinking already. He's like, oh, okay, I guess I chacham made a barosha, the Gemara says. I guess I was correct that it was just a very paragraph, and there's no extra bracha. The psukim we say earlier, that's for sure extra. The shamru al-kain. But let's say Friday night, we say very paragraph, and then we have a nusach of kiddush. So he, one of the amoraim in Arvi Psachim, wanted to know whether there was going to be any added on kiddush to the Shabbos morning kiddush. He made it and he looked around and they started drinking. Oh, but what do you see from there? That they were drinking before he drank, because he was waiting to see if he was supposed to say anything else. Tosfos asks, Vitema, Miyahu Saba, Dari Psachim, that Saba, that elderly person, to Gachin Vishasi, Amad Vishasi called him a Mavarech. You see, he drank before the Mavarech. Tosfos gives 3 answers. How do you put together this Gemara, which says that you're not allowed to eat or drink before the Botzeya and the other Gemara? So number one, Tosfos says, Shema Yesh Chiluk Ben Achilu V'Shatiya. Maybe there's a difference between eating and drinking. Got to think about the Svara for that one. But maybe there's a difference in eating and drinking. When it comes to eating, that's our Gemara. comes to eating, the botseya has to eat first. Drinking, there's more of a flexibility. Number one. Number two, inami yesh lomar, delo shasa el laharos lomaisa, shlo hayetzarech lomar yoser. That Saba knew what the person was doing. He knew what the Makadish's trick was. So he just bent down to drink, but he didn't drink. He was really waiting for him. But he was leading him on to say, you could drink now, so then I could drink. Not the Pashtus, but then you have the Yerushalmi, which is the Pashtus. Yerushalmi Yesh, Kishayesh the Kalechad, Kikara, Okoso, Biyado, Yucholm Lishtos, Afilukodem HaMevarech. If somebody has their own cup of wine or their own challah, then they don't have to wait for the Mevarech to eat or to drink. And that's what it sounds like from that Gemara. It doesn't sound like he poured the Saba first. It sounds like the Saba had his own cup of wine. So after, whenever somebody will have a Gemara in a couple of days from now. But if somebody is making Kiddush, let's say out of Simcha, and everybody has their own grape juice, but they're being Yotzi with the Mekadesh, Barov, Amadris, Melech, one person is making Kiddush for everybody. So then, if I have my own cup of wine, I don't have to wait for him to drink, because I have my own cup of wine. It's as if I said the bracha on this wine, and I drink it. If I'm getting from his kosher bracha, and he's pouring out, so then that's what the Gemara is talking about. But if everybody has their own, whether it's motzi, whether it's wine, then one does not have to wait. Okay, right, and that's what all the way at the end of Tosfos. Umikan mashma, shein tzarech limzog, Mikos bracha l'shar kosos hecha sheyesh b'fnei ha'archem kosos sheyena pegumos. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a mitzvah min amuvchar for everybody to taste from the Kiddush wine. Me'ikar adin, they don't have to. Me'ikar adin, the Shulchan Aruch says, as long as the Mekadesh drinks a rov revius, that is good enough to be Yotzei Kiddush. B'di'evan, next level down, is if one person drinks a rov revius. Let's say the Mekadesh can't. Let's say there's a grandfather, and you want to be mechabed him with Kiddush, but he can't drink so much. So you can have the grandfather say the Kiddush, and somebody else drinks. That's the next level down. One person should at least drink a rov revius. If neither of those can work, so then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gaonim. So as long as everybody together drinks a rov revius, it is good enough b'di'evan. That's the third level down. But lechadchila kosher bracha, everybody should have a little taste. Says the Tosfos, do I have to pour out to give everybody from my kosher bracha? So if nobody else has a kos in front of them, yeah, lechadchila, I'm supposed to pour it out and give to everybody. But if everybody has their own kos in front of them, even if it's not full, I have a full kos. Everybody has a little bit of grape juice, a little bit of wine in their cup, it's fine, they do not have to wait for me, because they have non-pagum wine in their cup, and right after I make Kiddush, they can drink, as long as it's not pagum. What's the definition of pagum? Pagum wine. Pagum means wine that somebody drank from. That's pagum wine. If I drink from a cup, that is pagum wine. How do I unpagum wine? Pouring wine that wasn't drunk from yet. Sometimes we're pouring out wine and we see that we're going to run out in terms of dishing it out to all of the guests. So what do? We take from the bottle and pour more in. Pour more in order to be able to have enough, and that oil has the status of kosher bracha once it gets mixed up. What if somebody is home alone, and they have a lot of wine left in their cup, they have a big kos, they drank a rov revius, they want to pour it back in the cup, in the bottle. So, as we know, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, I shouldn't just pour it back in the bottle, because you always go by what's poured in. If I drank from my cup of wine, and then I poured it back into the bottle, I have now pugumed up my entire bottle of wine. The simple solution is first I pour from the bottle into the cup a little bit, just a drop. That makes it non-pagum, and then I can pour it back into the wine because it all has the status of non-pagum. But Tosfos says here, as long as everybody has a cup in front of them, they could drink, they don't have to wait for the Mekadesh. Avalam osan kosas pagumos yishpeh, if they're pagum, what does pagum mean? Meaning somebody drank from it already, so then there's a kapeta, and they should wait for the Mekadesh to give them some wine. Okay, very important halachas that come up every Shabbos and every Yontif. We continue. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanon, Shnayim Mamtinin Zelazeh Bekaara, Shloshein Mamtinin. If two people are eating out of the same bowl, same serving bowl, and one of them has to take a break because he needs a drink, the other one should wait for him. Shouldn't it be that he's ready to eat and the other one can't eat? Shloshein Mamtinin. But if there are three people, one person drinking, there's still two people taking from the serving bowl, the serving plate, and therefore one doesn't have to wait. Habotseya hu poshe yado tchila. The botseya is the one that takes first. V'imbalachlo kavo larabo lamisha gadol heimenu harishus biyado. But if he wants to give to another, he wants to give show kavod, then he can. he can't show kavi. Rabba Barachana havi asig le lebrei bei Rav Shmuel Barav Katina. He was involved with the son of Rav Shmuel. Kadim v'yasev kamasi le lebrei. He taught his own son. Ena botzei rashi levtzoa achiyach la'omim mipi aonim. Another halacha about seuda. Right, this is the parak about seuda and berachas hamazon in Shas. Says the Rabba Barachana that the botzeya should not start cutting the challah until the amen is finished. Hamos lechman aretz, and then amen. Rav Chizda amar mi pi rov ha'onim. At least most. When most people finish saying amen. So amale Rav Rachama. Why only most? What's ruba kakulo? Maishna rubo da akati lokal yabracha. Miutanami lokal yabracha. What do you mean? Rov, you have to wait. The bracha is not finished yet because they're still saying amen. So the miutanami is also not finished yet. So Amalei says no, because the people going extra long, it's their fault. Shani Omer, Kalaona Amin, Yosemi Dai, Inu El of Toa, it's a mistake. If they're going extra long and the majority of people finished already, it's inappropriate. They're saying too long of an Amin, so I don't have a responsibility to wait for them. What do you look at to see this fascinating lush of the Gemara that we just quoted? That while somebody is still saying an Amin, what does the Gemara categorize it as? Lo Kalya Bracha. The Bracha did not finish yet. And that's what Rashi says. Achiyach la'amein, see Rashi on the fifth or sixth skinny line. Amein achaberchas hamotzi, da'af anias amein min habrachahi. An amein is part of the bracha. It's part of the bracha. That's what the bracha is nigmar, it's completed. When you say amein, right? Amein is kel malach naman. That's the special, unique quality of an amein. The Truma Sadeshen has a tshuva in chelek beis. Chelek beis, which some say the Truma Sadeshen wrote his own shilas. And answer them. That's the first chalik. That's a machlokas. But in the second volume, that's really, for sure, Shilas. Psakim uksavim. See what it says. Let's say somebody is saying Shmon Asrei. And when the Tzibor is saying, let's say Tzibor, the Chazan, is saying a bracha, so he's not finished Shmon Asrei yet. But he finishes Shmon Asrei within that second, and the Tzibor is still saying Amen when he's finished. Right? It might come up on Yontif when the Tzibor says Amen. You have a long Amen. So let's say I'm in the middle of something, and when the Chazan finished the Bracha, I wasn't able to say Amen yet. But once I finished, the Tzibor is still saying Amen. Am I allowed to be Mitzarev and still say Amen with the Tzibor? Says the Truma Sadeshen, yes. Nira, dim siyem tfilaso kodim shekalsa anias amen mipi rova tzibur. As long rova the tzibur is still saying amen, yachalanos amen imoim. You can say amen with them. Why? Da anias amen nami min abrachahi. Amen is part of the bracha. Like it says in writing, the quotes are Gemara, that called mipi rova onim mitzin da katilo kalsa bracha. That's an amazing lashon. The bracha is not finished yet unless there's an amen. Vachain shamati mipi mori hakadosh marino of Aaron. Shehikbid ala kohanim. He was makvidid when his rebbeim was makvidid on the kohanim. Shei okurim ragleim kodem shesimot tibalanos amen achaberchasim shalom. The kohanim turned around and started separating their legs before the tzibur finished saying amen. He says no, you can't. Kodem shekodem not okurim ragleim, not separating their legs. Went down from the duchen. They went down. The kohanim lefachos have to wait until after sim shalom. But he says after the amen of sim shalom. There are those that Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are some kohanim that wait till after the kaddish. Why? Because they don't want people to say Shkoya Kohen in the middle of Kaddish. It'd be Mafsik in the Kaddish and not hear the Kaddish properly. But let's say there is no Kaddish. Be'ikir Adin. It's after the Sim Shalom. And therefore it says the Trumas Hadeshin, you have to wait till after the Amen of the Sim Shalom, because Amen is part of the Bracha. There is a fascinating story quoted in the Amen book. I think I just quoted from it yesterday also. From the Amen book from Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Volozhin was always Makpid. He never said a Bracha unless somebody was there to say Amen. Based on this Gemara. Because Amin is Mashlim the Bracha. So he never said an Amin. He never said a Bracha unless there was somebody to answer Amin. So one time there was late at night in the Beis Medrash and he was learning and he really wanted a drink. But there was nobody there. He was the only one there. And there was nobody there. He kept looking and looking. Finally, one of his Talmidim came in. It was like 2 in the morning. One of his Talmidim came in. He said, oh, thank Baruch Hashem. I'm so glad you're here. Baruch Hashem. Lekenem Achalam. Shekloni Ed Bevaro. Talmud says, Amen, wonderful. The next morning, the Rav Chaim Volozhin goes over to the Talmud and says, I just want to say thank you for being there last night. I was so thirsty. The Talmud's like, I know what you're talking about. The Rav Chaim Volozhin is like, well, no, what do you mean? You were there last night, you were able to say Amen to my bracha. The Talmud's like, I went to sleep early. I wasn't here. And Rav Chaim Volozhin realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a malach dressed up like his Talmud because he was so excited and he didn't want him to be thirsty and he wanted him to be able to drink, so that's why he sent him. That's the power of an Amen. This doesn't mean that we should all wait not to say brachas unless it's an Amen. It could be that if there's somebody else in the room, I shouldn't be embarrassed and like whisper a brachas. Nobody hears it. if the chance is there, if the opportunity is there, I should try to get an amen from others around me. But it doesn't mean, unless we're on the level of Chaim Yivolazhin, doesn't mean that we should take upon ourselves that chumrah, unless it's appropriate for where we're holding in life. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, we continue. Ein onin, lo amin chatufa, v'lo amin ketufa, v'lo amin yisoma. Three problematic amins. What are they? We're going to go with Rashi's pshat, at least. Chatufa means, I swallow the aleph. Ketufa means, I swallow the nun. One of the two. V'lo amin yisoma, or an amin yisoma. What does yisoma mean? Rashi says, you don't know which bracha you're saying amin to. That's what a yasa means. Doesn't mean, says Rashi. We know the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah that says that in Alexandria, they used to have tremendous, humongous shuls, and they used to wave flags when it was time to say Amen. So, they didn't know. Says Rashi, no, they did know. They just didn't hear the bracha. They knew which Amen, which bracha the Chazan just said. But they just didn't hear it. Hanu made the Yadish, you know, Amen, achar bracha, valeza amracha. They just didn't hear the bracha. But this comes up sometimes when somebody who gets an aliyah doesn't have a loud voice. And you just hear the rest of the people saying Amen. So you let us say Amen to that. Is that an Amen Yisoma? So Pasha says not. Why? Because, you know, just like Rashi says here, if you know which bracha you're saying Amen to, even if you didn't hear the bracha, because of some ones, it is okay. That is Rashi. Other Rishonim say Yisoma here means separate from the Amen. It's too far of a distance. Like you wait a few seconds, then you say Amen. That's Yisoma. That's what some others say. Okay, some other pshatim. Velo yizrak bracha mipiv. Also, a bracha shouldn't be thrown out of my mouth. I should realize the gavlus of making a bracha and the importance of making a bracha. Ben Azay Omer, kala ona amen yisoma, yu banav yisomim. Unbelievable. Ben Azay says we have to take these halachas seriously. If I say an amen yisoma, meaning I'm testifying to the greatness of God, kel malach naman, but I'm not connecting it to anything. Yu banav yisomim. Chatufa, if I don't say the aleph, Yizchatfu Yamav, his days will be grabbed from him. Ketufa, Yizchatfu Yamav. Ketufa, his days also will be cut off. V'chalamarech ba'amein, marichin l'yamav shnosav. If anybody's marichin and amein, will get long life. Tosfos immediately says, not too long. Not too long. Marichin l'yamav shnosav, Tosfos says, v'vach l'yarech yosem yidai. Not longer, because if you say marich longer, it doesn't sound like amein. Amein. Doesn't sound like amein. The time of fishing creates a teva kamashma kishumarach yosemi dai. It doesn't sound like amen. So therefore, one should be careful. By the way, put this on the list of the actions in Maseches Brachos that get you arichas yamim. Here it is, saying a lengthy amen, but again, not too long. But like we had again, just to review, daf ches we had if somebody's mashlim parsh yosef imatzibor, right? If somebody is maver sedra. Also on daf ches we had if somebody comes early and leaves late from the base medrash and the base hakanesses. That's how Rabbi Yochanan wasn't surprised that they were old people in Bavel. Daf chav beis we had tefillah for a balkeri. Marich lav yonav shnosav. Daf yud gimel, the beginning of the second parak we had if somebody's marich be'echad. So he's marech with the echad, Hashem al-Kin Hashem echad. And here we have amen. We're going to have one more. On Daf Nun Dalet, we're going to have at the beginning of the last parak, we're going to have a couple of things that are bring arichas yamin. But add this one to the list. Vayter. Rav Shmuel havi yasvi besudasa, they were sitting at a meal. Asa Rav Simi Barchia, havi kamasar hei va'achil. Rav Simi Barchia came, and he was quickly eating. He was stuffing his face. He was quickly eating. Why? Because he wanted to be mitzaref with them. They had already ate, and he wanted to get a zimun with them. So he was eating quickly to catch up. Amalei Rav, my daitech, let's tarufe ba'adan. What, you want to be mitzaref to us? Anana chil nolan. We already ate. So Rav says, what are you doing? It doesn't make a difference. You can't catch up. We finished eating already. Amalei Shmuel. Shmuel says, no. Ilu maisili ardila v'gozlaya. Shmuel says, if they brought more food for me right now, if they brought, you know, delicious, dessert, la'aba, ta'aba, to was his nickname of Rav, milo achlinan, wouldn't you eat it? Meaning, you're not finished. You finished eating what's in front of you. But if they would bring more food, you'd eat it. So therefore, it's good enough. And that is what we paskin. That is what we paskin. Tosfos says, Mashma Shekein Halacha, Tosfos Ilu. The Rav Nami Lepal, Rav didn't argue. Avali Amar Havlon Venivrich, Shesich Lodaita Milechol, Ein Shlishi Mistarif Yimahin. Meaning, if they said, Rav Asayin Avarech, and then somebody comes in, or maybe even Mayim Achronim, because Mayim Achronim is a Hesach Hadas, as we've said already. But if not, let's say they finished eating, but they're just schmoozing, it happens sometimes. Somebody, they went out for pizza, and they would eat more food, but they just finished their food. So in that case, they would be able to be mitzaref. Amazing, not a halacha that everybody knows. You could still be mitzaref. You don't have to eat, actually, with the person, as long as the person could eat more. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Tzadik Zayin. Shnayim shachlu ke'echad v'gamru. Two people ate and finished. Ubashlishi, and then the third person came. Kol heicha di'imaisi luhu midi matzu l'meichal minei. If they would be brought something, they would be able to eat. They would be able to eat, meaning they didn't have a hesach hadas yet. Mitzarif adaya, they could be mitzarif. The chayavim litin alechal, they should wait for him. They live sorry for him. To be mitzarif. The hu shabbat shalom amru havla v'nivrech. As Tosfos said, if they didn't say havla v'nivrech yet, havla amru havla v'nivrech v'akabash lishi, then it's too late. And the Ramah adds on unatilas mayim achronim kahavla v'nivrech dami. Mayim achronim is already like hesach hadas. Mishnah Berurah points out that it's not only if one person comes and then two people are finished. Even if one person is finished and then two people come, they could also, the tzirif could work, it doesn't matter, as long, it's not cool the meal is finished yet until they no longer can eat. Very important halacha that not is not so well known. Continuing. Tamid de Rav Aviyasi Besudasa, all Rav Acha, Rav Acha came Amri, Asa who gave Rav de Varklan. Oh, Rav Acha came in, good, he'll bench for us. He's the Gavarabba. Amr lehu misa visa the god of Mavarech. He says to them, "Ikash besudim Mavarech." What do you mean? I might be, whatever. I'm a god or not a god, but I wasn't here for the main meal. I can be mitzarif with you, but I'm not the one that's going to bench. And the answer is v'hilchasa god of Mavarech. Afagav to asla basov. No, he would be able to bench. The halacha l'maisa is even if he wasn't, he didn't eat with them. Once he's being mitzarif with them, he would be able to bench. Good, so that takes us through some of the halakhas about who benches and rishus to bench, v'chulu. And now we get back into sugyas of what you can be mezamin on. Thank you. What you can be mezamin on. So here we go, getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about certain types of foods that you can have a zimun on and certain types you can't. So first we're going to go with the foods that you can have a zimun on because they are somewhat edible to you. So achal demai. If somebody eats demai, what is demai? Remember the third mesachta in Shas, brachas tmei demai. Demai is produce that I got from an Am HaAretz. I assume that Shruma Gedola was taken off because they are scared of that. That is Misa B'dei Shamayim if one doesn't take off Shruma Gedola, but they don't take off Meiser Rishon. They're the Meiser Rishon. And in Meiser Rishon is Shrumas Meiser. So that is an Issa D'Rabbanan to partake of Demai. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah said that you can make a Zeman on it. So the Gemara says, Halochazilei. Why? Well, I can make a Zeman on it. It's not raw. You can't eat Demai. Says the Gemara, no, since you can be mafkir, a person could make ownerless all of his nechasim and then become an ani, and in that way he'll be able to eat demai, v'chazilei, it'll be right for him, so that's why even if he doesn't, it would be okay. It's still called b'chefsa, it's considered roi, because he can make it roi for him, it's not like treif. It's not like the Mishnah says in the third paragraph of Demai. Ma'achil v'sar asaniyim Demai v'sar achsanya Demai. An ani could eat Demai, an achsanya, a guest could eat Demai. He doesn't have any other food for him. So the Chachamim were meiko. After all, rov ame ha'aretz ma'asrin. Rov, take off ma'aser. So we can rely on that rov for an ani and an achsanya. The Amar Afuna, Tana Beishame Omrim, e'machil v'saniyim v'sar achsanya Demai. Good, a couple of points. Number one. And they might be related. Number one, the Achronim discuss, the Lekato, the Afin Daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses in Klau Vav regarding the Isser of Demai. Yes, of course, the motivation for making this Isser was Mishum Safek. But once Chazal made this an Isser, does it have the status of an Isser Vadai? Nistapati, Masha Asru Chazal, Demai, Ima Isser Hu Rakim Ham Aretz Lo Isser BMS? What if I ate Demai and the Am Aretz really had taken off my Isser? Do I lose any points in Shemayim? O Dilma, Kivan Sha Asru Chazal, Achilas Demai, calls Vash Eni Yodeim Am Aretz Isser, Havile Isser Be'etzem, Avim Isser Am Aretz, calls Vash Aocha Lo Yada She Isser. So he quotes back and forth whether it becomes an Isser Be'etzem, once Chazal Asr, the Mishim Safek, does it achieve the status, so to speak, of Ma'achalas Asuros Midrabanan. That is the discussion of the Achronim in the Asr Darais and Klal Vav. There is an important Rashi here. Rashi says, what is the issue of it's not chazi? The Gemara said it's not chazi. It's not roy. Rashi says v'havi le birchas zimun haba'a ba'avera. It's a mitzvah ba'avera v'ksiv botzei aberech ni'etz Hashem. As the Gemara says in Mesechas Baba Kama, if you do an avera and you make a bracha on stolen challah, so it's disgusting. Hashem is not interested in that bracha. So here too, right? It's disgusting. What does Rashi say? The bircha zimun is ba'avera because you're eating something that is aser. The Achronim assume, both the Pnei Yeshua discusses this, Rav Salvechik discusses this, that it seems like not 100%, but it seems like Rashi is holding like the Rambam. I don't think we've mentioned this Rambam in a while, so we'll mention it now. Machlokas Rambam Raivin. If somebody eats something not kosher, do you make a bracha on it? Do you make a bracha on it? Says the Rambam, no. You don't make a bracha on it. Kol ochel, hilchas brachas, perak aleph halacha yates. Kol ochel, davar ha'asur, bein bezada, bein mishkaga. If somebody eats something treif, eino, mevarech halavlo, betchilo v'labasof. You don't make a bracha before or after. You don't make a shahako. This is not talking about a chola that has to eat it. That might be different. Somebody is doing an avera, but he doesn't want to go all overboard. Ketzad, shari ha'achal tevel v'afil tevel midivreyem, even tevel d'rabanan. Or ma'isa rishon shalom nidlo kol shumosa, ma'isa sheni v'akdish v'chulu shalom niftu, eina mavarech, v'yein tzarech lomer em'achal nevelos etreifo, so shasa yayin nesach. Even yisrei d'rabanan, if I eat it, I don't make a birchas hanehenin. Says the Ravid, I can't believe it. Says the Ravid, ta bazet ta'uz gedola. Shalo Amru, what does the Gemara say in our Mishnah? It means you don't have a Zimun with them. Not that you don't make a Berchas Hanenin, Berchas Tchila Vasof, Lomalo Yivarchu, Hov Nenu. So what, interesting Machlokas. What's the Machlokas Rama Ravid about? So it might be about the nature of Berchas Hanenin. But in which direction? You might say the Ravid holds that you're still getting benefit. That's his Lashon. Shalo Nenu. So it's you need a Matir. You need a Matir, even though it's not Matir you, the Aveira. But it's Matir you, the Hanah, at least. Mashenki, the Rabba might hold it's more of a Berchas Shevach. And therefore, you don't make a shevach when it's ba'avera. You can say they both hold matir. But the Rambam will say that you can't look at the physical pleasure separately from the halacha. If you're doing an avera, it's not matir. If it's not going to be matir, then it's pointless to say the birchas hanenin. Interesting, important machlokas in the Rambam and the Ravid, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Machaber and the Ramah, in Hilchas Seuda. It seems like the Rav Soloveitchik and the Pnei Yeshua both say that it seems like from this Rashi that he is holding like the Rambam. That seems to be the case. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara. So we spoke about Tamai. Next, Maisa Rishon Shenilo Trumaso. Maisa Rishon that had its Truma taken off. So meaning what's its Truma? Truma's Maiser. So everything's perfect. So Pshita, what's the problem? Yeah, Maisa Rishon that its Truma was taken off, that's exactly kosher. So Lotzricha Ela Shekdimo Bishibalin. No, the case is where the Levi went very early, before Gemar Malacha was done, before the Chiv of Truma Gedola kicked in, and he went and took his Maisa Rishon then. The Hifish Remen of Truma's Maiser, then he took off Truma's Maiser below Hifish Remen of Truma Gedola. And he did not take off Truma Gedola in that case. As we know, that's okay. Ukad Rebbe Yavo, Dam Rebbe Yavo, Am Reish Lakish. Maisa Rishon Shekdimo Bishibalin, Pater Mi Truma Gedola. If you went and took the Maisa Rishon before the Chiv of Truma Gedola kicked in, before the Gemara Malacha, before Meiruach, before you made the nice smooth piles, you're potter from Truma Gedola. You should take from the Truma of Hashem, Meiser from Meiser. I mean, you should take Truma's Meiser from the Meiser, Meiser from the Meiser, below Amarti Lecha, below Truma Gedola, but Truma's Meiser from the Meiser. You only take off one Truma from Meiser and not two. So if you took Meiser Rishon early, then that's it. There is no Truma Gedola. There is a question of Lundis. Rav Soloveitchik has this in the Rishimo Shiurim. When we say this Halacha, that you're potter from Truma Gedola, does that mean there's a hafka'as hachiv? The chiv never got off the ground, and therefore, memeila, there's no chiv. You were mafkia, you prevented the chiv of kicking in. Or do I say no? There was a chiv, there's no real chiv yet, but once you take off Truma's Meiser, nechlal in that is enough of a chiv of a kiyam of Truma Gedola. That's the chakira. Imchal chalos din hafka upater michiv afrash Truma Gedola. That's the pashtus, I would say. Al dilma de beetzem chal chiv afrash Truma Gedola. El ashe yotze yidei chovas afrashas Truma Gedola b'afrash Truma's Meiser. Right, you're yotze with it. But that's the Xeris HaKasiv, that you only take off one Truma from Meiser Rishon and not two Trumas. So he goes through it, he thinks that it is a machlokas Rishonim. Interesting question in the Achronim. One should remember, though, that in terms of the Seder, there is a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa to make sure that my matanos are given in order. The Chinuch has, in mitzvah ayin beis, in parshas mishpatim, there's an order, and there's an iser to do it in the wrong way. Malay ascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher. The end of mishpatim, Rashi quotes this chazal on that pasuk, that it means you have to do everything in order. First comes Bikurim, and then comes Truma, and then Truma Meiser Rishon, and Truma Meiser, all in order. Here, if the Levi comes early, maybe it's not the Balabais' fault. But there is a mitzvah asay there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do everything in order. Shalom nakdim, he has it as an iser. Shalom nakdim chukei atfua ksasam al ksasam. El shenotziyim keseder, do it properly in order. So that's the mitzvah that teaches us in Judaism to be mesudar. Got to be Mesudari. Everything has to be in proper order. That is the message of this mitzvah. Got to be organized in life. And that's one of the sibos, one of the hashkafas mitzvahs that the Sefer HaChinuch deals with. Okay, Vayter, right on the bottom, second to last line. Amar lei Rav Papa Labai Yihachi, if it's true that you're pater from Truma Gadola, afilu akdimu bekrinami, so even if, let's say, Gemara Malacha was done, they have these beautiful piles, and now the Levi comes takes Maaser Rishon. So you should say there too, you're pater from Truma Gadola, the Levi, you took Maaser Rishon after the Chiv of Truma Gadola kicked in. You should say he also was pater from Truma Gadola. So Amar lei, no, Alech Amar Kra, about your case it said, Mikol Maaser Rosechem Tarimu. No, it says, Mikol, an inclusionary word. Umara Isa, so why do you include it in this case and exclude it in the earlier case? Hayitkan vahayloitkan, pashit. Once you had the chiv of Truma Gadola kick in, then you can't get rid of it. You already had digun, you already had it flattened. But hayloitkan, in the earlier case, it's easier to prevent the chiv from getting off the ground than removing a chiv once it is there. Good. Next, Meiser Sheni veHekdesh Niftu, Meiser Sheni and Hekdesh that were redeemed. Also, that fruit that you could use for Zima. So Pshita, again, it's Pashit. This is exactly what you were supposed to do. Hachamayaskinan, Kochanasan as a Karam, Vlonasan as a Chomish. We know when an owner redeems his own Meiser Sheni or Hekdesh, he has to add on 25% of the price, what we call a Chomish in Halacha. So, what happens if you didn't pay the Chomish, but you just pay the principal? It's good enough. It's good enough in terms of making the food kosher and mutter. And the chiddush of this mishnah is that the chomesh is not ma'akev. Good. Hashamish achol kezayis. The shamish, the waiter that eats a kezayis with you, also could be mitzarif. Pshita. Why not? You might think he doesn't have a kviyas with you. Answer is no. Kamash malon. Either he doesn't need a kviyas, or maybe the shamish has his own kviyas. He's kavua in this store. And these kavu in this house, wherever the case may be, that he's also eating with you, so therefore it could count. Hakusi mizamnu malava kusi, the kusin that were brought, right, the geirei arayos versus geirei emes discussion, the kusin that were brought from by the king of Ashur, placed in Eretz Yisrael, and they converted because of the lions. So you can be mizamin on them. So am I. Why could you use a kusi for zimun? Lo yehei al am ha'aretz. He should be just like an am ha'aretz, a halachic am ha'aretz. Vitanya, a mizamin al am ha'aretz. We know that you don't have a zimun with an am ha'aretz. So a kusi is no better than an am ha'aretz. So the Gemara answers 2 days. Abaya amar bekusi chaver. First day is, we're talking about a kusi chaver. A kusi was at the Big Talmud Chacham. Rava, and really in a chanami, you're not mizami with a regular kusi. Rava amar, no, if you look at a kusi amaretz, even a regular kusi. Vahachav amaretz de Rabbanon. Which amaretz can you not be mizami with? Amaretz of the Rabbanon. Who's that? As follows. The pligia lid Rabbi Meir askinon, who argue with Rabbi Meir. The Tanya, the Brisa says, the Tosefta says, Ezeo amaretz, kol she'enu ochel chulav betara, div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, anybody who doesn't eat his chulin betara, a very high standard of what an amaretz is. Meaning a lot of people are going to be on the arts according to that. No, people who aren't ma'aser their fruit properly. That's an am ha'aretz. And therefore, it continues Rava. These kusim, isuri ma'aseri, kizachazi. They're very meticulous in Tegurav Ma'aser. Why? To my dekasiv, ba'oraisim, is a zahiri. They're very big fans of Torah Shebichsav. And whatever it says explicitly, they're careful in Damar Mar. As the Gemara says elsewhere, kol mitzvah, sheherziku ba'kusim, harbi medakting about Yosem Yisrael. If they do a mitzvah, they're going to do it very well. So that's why, even though Amei Aretz cannot be in your mizumin, kusim can be. Okay, we'll talk more about the Am Haaretz in a minute. Let's just get to the next braisa. Tana Rabbanan. Ezeo Am Haaretz. What is the definition of a halachic Am Haaretz that you shouldn't do zimun with? Kol she'eino kore kriyashma shachras ha'arvis. Arvis v'shachras. Somebody who doesn't say kriyashma. The Marsha says that's the minimum learning that we know. If the Gemara says elsewhere that Menachas, if you really say kriyashma in the morning and night, you're Yotzi Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So he doesn't even do that. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer kol she'eino miniyat tefillin. Doesn't wear tefillin. Benazei Omer kol she'eino tzitzis bebigdo. These are all symbolic mitzvahs that he refuses to do. Rabbi Nassan Amar Kol She'ein Lo Mezuzah Al Pischo. Rabbi Nassan Bar Yosef Amar Kol She'eish Lo Banim Ve'ein Amagadim L'Tam Torah. You don't care to give your children a Jewish education if you can and you choose not to. Last opinion, Acherim Omrim Afilu Kara Vishana V'lo Shimesh Tamad Chacham Harizam Aretz. Even if somebody's a big learner, but he doesn't have a Rebbe, He wasn't Mishamesh the Talmud Chacham. That is an Am Haaretz. That's a very important line. Remember the Gemara we had earlier. Gedola Shimusha Yoser Milimuda. We had back in the first parak that greater is the Shimush, bottom of the Zayin of a base. Right, greater is the Shimush that we have. If somebody services the Talmud Chacham, we learn from the Sichas Chulin how to be a mensch. How to be a man, how to be a person, how to be a Balmidos. That's why if somebody learns Kalatar Akula, he doesn't have a Rebbe, you learn a major element. You lose a major element. Or Soloveitchik uses it to say, there's a Hashkafas HaTorah. There's a life to the Torah. Torah's not a computer. You figure everything out, and that's it, you're done. No, there's a life to it. And therefore, if somebody does not have a Rebbe, so then he can become an Am Haaretz, even if he knows a lot of Torah. Again, you have to have a Rebbe. Again, Svarim. Svarim aren't even enough, generally. So Armin, now enough in terms of, let's say, Paskening Bifnei Rabo, that halacha might not apply today because everybody has Svarim out. But in terms of getting Hashkafas HaTorah, definitely everybody needs a Rebbe. Tosfos says on top that all these halachas, at least in terms of Zimun, don't apply today. V'ha Idna, says Tosfos, Ein Anu Medaktakim, V'regilim Anu Lazami Ba'am Ha'aretz. Right? We have Zimun with other people, with Ame Ha'aretz. We're not makpid about this halacha, even with people who are in Shomer Torah mitzvahs, we might be able to have a zimun, but that's bizman hazeh. Amar Rav Huna halacha ka'achirim. The halacha is like achirim, this last opinion. Vaiter, Rami Bar Chama lo azman alei de Rav Menashe bar tachlifa. Rami Bar Chama wouldn't have a zimun with Rav Menashe. Detani sifra v'sifri v'hilchasa, even though he learned all this. Guess he felt he didn't have a Rebbe. Ki Noach Nafshi Dorim Bar Chama, when Rabbi Bar Chama died, Amar Rava, Lo Noach Nafshi Dorim Bar Chama, El Dlo Azman Ar Menashe Bar Tachlifa. That's why he died, because he refused to have a Zimun with this other Amora. V'atanya Acheir Momer Afila Kar V'shana V'lo Shimesh Tam Al-Chacham Arei Zama Aretz. But didn't he have a leg to stand on? Rata Acheir, maybe he felt this way about him. He didn't have a Rebbe. So two answers. Number one, Shani Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa Demashim L'Le Rabbanan. He had a Rebbe. He listened to the Rabbanan. He did have Rabbanim. Or Rabbi Bar Chama, who delo daka abasrei. He wasn't careful about checking him out. Blishna achrina, or Teshama shmaitza mipumaya derabanan, vigaris lehu, he heard, even if he didn't have a specific Rebbe, he heard things and he quoted the Rabbanan, kitserva me Rabbanan dami. So he's already in the category. Either way, the answer is he had some connection to Rabbanan, and therefore Rabbi Bar Chama was incorrect. Even if you want to say that Acheirim are right. Okay, so those are all the cases, the contents where one can make a mezumin. What are the cases where it is usur to make a mezumin? Which types of foods are usur? Says the Gemara. Achal tevel ma'aser v'chul. If somebody eats tevel and ma'aser rishon, so he didn't take off truma from, so tevel pshita. Obviously, tevel is treif. So of course, the Ravid would say you can't have a zimun. And the Raman would say, of course, you can't even make a bracha on it. So lo tzricha b'tevel tavel midrabanan. Oh, the chiddush is even if it's only tevel midrabanan. That's where the Rambam gets it from. Still, hechidami, what tevel derabanan? Pa'ata sheino nakev. You have a flower pot which is not connected to the ground, so that is produce derabanan. Ma'aser rishon v'chulu pshita. Again, ma'aser rishon which you didn't take off shumas ma'aser from. Lo tzricha gon shehikdimo b'kri. The chiddush is where you were mocked in b'kri, meaning you took it, you had gemar malacha, then the levy came. So you might have thought, there's no chiyuv, like we said before. Ma'u detema k'damar le'ra pavel abaya. You might have thought like before, there is no chiyuv, kamash mon k'dashani le'ra. There is a chiyuv, because once the chiyuv of my shruma gadola kicks in, you can't get rid of it. Ma'aser sheni v'chulu pshita. If you didn't redeem the ma'aser sheni and hektish fruit, and you're eating the hektish fruit somewhere, or ma'aser sheni eating outside of your shalayim, of course, it's a problem. Lo tzricha to niftu v'lo niftu kilchasan. Maybe it was nifteh, but not properly. Why? How? Ma'aser sheni gon shepado agabi asimon. You were poda ma'aser sheni on a coin without a form on it. V'rachmana amar v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. Kesef sheishal of tzura. Kesef needs a form at tzura. And hektish shechilo agabi karka. Hektish, you have to use money, and instead you were mechalo the kedusha onto karka. V'lo pedal b'kesef, which doesn't work. Rachmana Amar v'nasana kesef v'kam lo, right? Which is Rishon Balatos discuss if that's really a pasuk. Good. V'ashamish achol the pachas v'kizayis v'ashamish eat less than a kizayis. He cannot be mitzari pshita. So I did tana reisha kizayis tana sefer pachas v'kizayis. Right? It's just to be parallel, but really there is no chiddush about that line. Next, v'hanachri mezamin alav. Anachri, non-Jews, you can't include them in a zimun. So pshita is pretty obvious. So achamai skina v'ver shegir shemavolo taval. Even if somebody's in the process. He had bris milah. He's been learning for 2 years. He's about to become Jewish. He's about to dunk in a mikvah, but he didn't yet. He's still a non-Jew. To Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Reb Yochanan, la'olam inoger asher yomo v'yitzbol, v'kamad lo taval, nachrihu. Before he goes to the mikvah, he can become a guy. He can stay a guy. He did nothing yet. It's all or nothing when it comes to the process of Geirus. Yes, there are different elements, but until you do everything, it is no good. Next, Nashim Avadim Ketan Meim Mezanim Olayim. Women, Avadim, and children cannot be included in the Zimun. We discussed on the first daf of the parak. Maybe it could have their own zimun. But Amazon Olam. Amr Reb Yosi, Katana Muto Barisa Mazamrim Alav. If you have a baby in a crib, you can include him in the zimun. What? But it's not Nashim Avadim Katanim Amazon Olam. The bishop says you can't. So the Amr Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Reb Yosi or Reb Asi holds like Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Dab Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Ava Bisha Amru Katana Muto Barisa Mazanim Alav. A baby in a crib, you can't do zimun. Avan Osin Oso Snifla Asara. That means only for three. But if you have nine plus the baby, you could use him for a zimun. Wow. The Rush says, well, the Rush says, what do you mean? There's no minion here. This isn't a din of minion. It's a din of hashras hashchina. The year of the hainu taima, damrinan. The filu muto barisa mitzarif. The kol be'asara shchina shruya. 10 Jews, the shchina is there. To mivin egdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael yalfinan. To omim kedusha basara. Loshna gedolim, veloshna ktanim, karinin bei besoch b'nei Yisrael. Ubevache yiu tisha gedolim. You can use 9 in 1. You can't use more than one. You can't use more than one of these, but 9 and 1. For Salvechik's Lashon is, when he says here in the Shema Shiurim, you need a Haloshem Eda. Haloshem Eda. And the Eda can be, even if it is made up of Ketanim. Even if it's made up of Ketanim, you could have the definition of in Eda. Good, so you use a baby. We don't do this Bezman Hazeh, but this is what is done. At least Ashkenazim don't do it. Let's continue. V'yam Reb Shimon Levi, Tisha V'Evin Mitzarfin, famous Gemara, 9 plus an Evid Kenani could be Mitzarif. Evid Ivri for sure, he's a full Jew. But an Evid Kenani could be Mitzarif to a minion. Meisvei, is that true? Meisvei, Reb Eliezer, Shinechel Zavetz HaKnesses, Lo Matzah Asara, Reb Eliezer came into Shul and didn't find a minion, V'shichrer Arvdo, V'shlimel Asara, and he was Meshachrer his Evid. To make the minion. So why did he have to be Meshachar his Eved? Shichrer in lo shichrer lo. He must be, he couldn't have counted the Eved. So you see from there that it's no good. It's no good to, an Eved can't count for a minion because that'd be Meshachar him. So I said, no, Trey it's Shrichel. We got the story wrong. They had 8 plus 2 Avadim. And you can't use 2 Avadim. So Shichrer Chav and Nafa Bechad. He was Meshachar one of them and the other one he was Yosi with, he kept as an Eved. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Isn't this an Aveira? You're not going to free your slaves. Eved Kenani. V'yichad Aved Achi. V'al Rav Yehuda. V'al Meshachar Avda. Over Baseish. Emer Lo Olam Tavodu. You're not going to be Meshachar your Eved. L'dvar Mitzvah Shaini. L'dvar Mitzvah is different, and you're allowed to be Meshachar in that case. What Mitzvah? We'll get to that. Mitzvah Vav Aveira. Isn't it a Mitzvah Vav Aveira? Right, to have done this? Mitzvah Derabim Shaini. No, Mitzvah Derabim is different. This was a Mitzvah Derabim. Which Mitzvah are we talking about? We're talking about a mitzvah of davening b'tzibur, pashas that at most is a mitzvah d'rabbanon. A mitzvah d'rabbanon? To violate an asay? That's a huge chiddush. Says the Rosh, famous Rosh, important Rosh, Parshas Zachar. Parshas Zachar, that's the daraisa, and the Rosh says you need a minion for Parshas Zachar. That's how he reads the Gemara. You need a minion for Parshas Zachar. And that's why the Trumas Hadeshens, quoted in Shulchan Aruch Nechlas Purim, if you have a choice of getting a minion for Parshas Zachar or a minion for Kriyas HaMegillah, you go for a minion for Parshas Zachar. Because Kriyas HaMegillah, you can do it yourself. Maker Adin. But there are some Rishonim that say you need a minion for Parshas Zachar, the Rush right here, and therefore, we're makbid on that, at least, L'chat Chila. How did he do the Aveira though, of Lo'olam Hem Tavodu? And Asay is Dochen Asay. Lo'olam Hem Tavodu, the mitzvah Zachar, it's Yisrael Chal HaMalek, says an important Ron. The Ron in Gittin, on Daf Chaf HaMeveiz, the Daf Yarif, the Ron says, Lo'olam Hem Tavodu is only an Isser if you're doing it L'chinam, for Matnas Chinam, letting them free. But if you have a good halachic reason to let them free, so then it is okay, it is allowed. That's an important chinuch, an internal limitation on the Isser. The question is, why did the Gemara say that then? That's the only problem, it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. The Gemara could have just said that. It's not Aser. The Gemara sounds like it is Aser, but L'dvar Mitzvah Shaini. The way the Rana reads the Gemara is L'dvar Mitzvah, there's no Iser of L'olam Hem Tavodu. It's not a counter pressure, but it's an internal limit of the Iser. That's how the Ran understands this Gemara. The Chinuch also in Shin Mem Zayim discusses the limitations of this Iser. So the Birkei Yosef here discusses why, Birkei Yosef says, could you bring a rye from here to the Chacham Tzvi? What Chacham Tzvi? The Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva. Can a person or a golem created by Sefer HaYetzirah count for a minion? That's his question. And he says, well, the Gemara Sanhedrin says that one of the Amoraim created a golem from Sefer HaYetzirah, and he came over to another one of the Amoraim, and he started talking to him, and he saw that he was a golem, and he killed him. says if he's a real human being and you count him for a minion, he shouldn't have been able to kill him. So it must be you can't count for a minion. That's the Chacham Tzvi's Raya. Ask the Birka Yosef right here. Why don't you say here, this is a proof that you can't count him? Because why do you have to be Mishachar Avdo and rely on the Yisr? Just create somebody from Sefer Yetzirah. What, are you going to tell me? They were on that level. Rabbi Lazar, the Tanam were on that level. Okay, the Birka Yosef's is Raya. Or do you say they didn't want to do it because it's not something that should be done? Either way, that's the discussion here. Okay, again, Parsha Zachar is huge, but we have to continue. Once you try to always be one of the first in shul, one of the first 10. Shafi, especially many people on, let's just finish it. Shafi lumeya ba macharav kiva lav schar kulam, because even if 100 people come afterwards, you get the schar of all of them. Schar kulam salka daidach, they don't get any schar, you get it all. Elayma nosen lo schar keneged kulam. No, you get keneged. That's where there are those. And Yonad Yoma, this is tomorrow's daf. This is the first day of Rosh Hashanah's daf. People are makpid to get at least for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur early. Because imagine the schuyas of the tzibur on those days. So dafka those days for sure to try to get the first 10. Amrav huna, back to what makes a minion. Tisha va'aron mitstarfim. Tisha and the aron are mitstarif. Amri Rav Nachman, va'aron gavrahu? What does that mean? An aron is a person? El amrav huna, tisha nirin, well it depends. Tisha nirin kasar mitstarfim. No, it means 9 that look like 10 are mitstarif. So what does that mean? How do 9 look like 10? So Ami Laki Mikhnafiv, Ami Laki Mivdari. Some say when they're spread out, they could be mistaken for 10. And some say when they're all close together, they can be mistaken for 10. Either way, the Aaron could count. So what does that mean? We don't hold that way. Tosas discusses, what about holding a Chumash? What about the next Tosas? The Tosas on the top of the next Amud. Tosas discusses on the last skinny line, the first wide line. Some give a katan a Chumash to hold. Rabbeinu Tam says it's a Minag Shtus, that we never see that. That are cut into holes. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simin Nun Hey that may Iker Adin Rova Poskim are against, but it could be relied upon Shas Adchak. Yesh Matir Lo Madar Shavakdusha V'Tisha V'Tzir of Katan Shu Yosef Ben Sheish V'Yodei Lo Mimis Palin V'Lo Nirin Devrayim L'Gdolia Poskim. And the Rama adds Miu Yesh Nogin Lo Hakel B'Shas Avila De Chumish B'Shabiyado Ein Lo Tzarfo Miu Yesh Nogin Lo Hakel B'Shas Adchak. Maybe what if there's not going to be a minion? I know of a community that didn't at the beginning, now it's a huge community, but originally they couldn't get a minion on a Friday night, so certain poskim relied on this day in the Ramah that b'shas atchak, you're not going to have a minion at all in the community, in the neighborhood. You can rely on 9 plus a katan holding a chumash. That's, again, a day that's rejected by most Rishonim, but quoted in the Ramah that b'shas atchak, one might be able to rely on it. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Ami Shnayim v'Shabbos mitstarfim. Shabbos, if you have 2 people on Shabbos, Shabbos can be mitstarif. Like Shabbos is Panim Chadashos, Shabbos can be mitstarif. Amar Rabbi Nachman, v'Shabbos Gavru, Shabbos is not a person. What are you talking about? El Amar Rabbi Ami, Shnei Talmid HaChamim, HaMachadim Zezeh Ba'alacha mitstarfim. You're right, forget Shabbos. 2 people sitting and learning are mitstarif. That's mitstarif. I'm sorry, the Tosafot Rush says the halacha is mitstarif. The Torah is mitstarif. The Meiri says, come on. The Meiri says, no, the Chiddush is they have 3 people learning. 3 people learning, and they're not kavua with each other. But if they're in the eating side of it. But if they're all learning together, that's enough of a kfias. That's how the Meiri says they're mitstarif. Machvi Rav Chisda could go on another Rav Sheshes, like me and Rav Sheshes. Because Rav Sheshes is the halacha, is the gavar rabba. Machvi Rav Sheshes could go on another Rav Chisda. They each gave the other person the credit. Rav Yochanan, katan poreach mezahamna malav. Rav Yochanan says, a katan who has Shtei Cyrus, but he's not 13 years old yet, Mizanam Alav, you could use him for a Zimun. Tani Nami Haki, Katan, JVC Cyrus, Mizanam Alav. Shlevi C. Cyrus, Mizanam Alav. Me Medakti and Bekatan, but you're not Medakti. What did that last line mean? Havufa Kasha, Amart, Havi Shte Cyrus, in Lo Havi Lo, only if you brought 2 Cyrus, Father Tani, Medakti and Bekatan. But then it says, you don't check. So Lasuye Mai, what does that mean? Lav Lasuye, Katan Borech, it must be you don't check in years. You have to check for the hairs, but you don't check for years. V'les hilchazak achalani shmaitza, we don't hold like any of these, that the Aron and the learning and the Shabbos, Ela ki hada amar of Nachman, katan yedilim yimavarchin, mezanim alav. A katan who knows lim yimavarchin, you're mezabein. And svardim use katanim. The Shulchan Aruch, svardim use katanim. The minhag of Ashkenazim is not to use katanim, but svardim use katanim if they are yodea. Let's just finish the last story. Great story. Abaye v'Rav Avi Yasek Ami d'Rabba. Amaluhu Rabba l'mi mavarchin. Rabba says to them, who do you make brachas to? And who are you benching to? Amri lei l'rachmana. They said to Hashem. V'rachmana hecha Yosef. Where's Hashem? Rava achvi l'shmei talala. Rava pointed to the roof. Abaya nafik lebra achvi klapi shmaya. Abaya went outside and pointed to the Shemayim. Amar lehu rabba, travaychu rabbanan avisu. Rabba says to them, you're both going to be great rabbis. Hayna damri inshi, boots in mikatfe yadiyah. Great big melons, you could tell from when they're very small melons that they're going to become great. Great story, many different pshatim given. What the message is, why Rava was inside, Abaya was outside, they're all somehow connected to the fact that Abaya was an orphan. And therefore he felt more directly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Abaya, one of the pshatim why he's called Abaya, is based on the pasuk, Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom, Rashi Tevos. So he went outside because he knew that's the hashkacha that he gets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rava points to the roof. Maybe that's a symbol of his parents, of his family, while Abaya goes outside because he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the Mefarnis. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a Guten and a Shana Tovah.